Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investments. Is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. Hey, Melody, I was in the Bay Area last night for the game.
Wow, that's a hot ticket.
Yeah.
I was in Chicago.
Where we used to have championships, yes.
That's mean, Sybil.
Okay. All right. Today we're talking about the income inequality between blacks and whites. We've had this discussion before, haven't we?
We have, but this is a slight different twist on it. So this is about economic inequality. There's a new study out that Duke University did. It was just highlighted in The Atlantic. It got my attention because it talks about another way economic inequality persists between black and white Americans, and specifically how we spend money. So they examined the spending habits of white and black households in 2013 and 2014, and they found that we spend less in aggregate than whites, even when our income levels are the same. So that got my attention.
And a lot of people spend less?
We spend less than whites on certain things, even when our income levels are the same. We spend more on other things when our income levels are the same. And some of these differences are a direct result of access to credit, no surprise there, residency in retail deserts, and other forms of subtle discrimination. So this has just more nuance than we've seen before about the typical blacks earn less than white discussion.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
First of all, Melody, I need you to explain some of the words you used. we spend less in aggregates. What's that, vegetables?
So in total, we spend less than our white counterparts. Even when we make the same amount of money. So let me give
Could you name something like vacation? Would you mean like vacation?
Let me give you some specific examples. Okay. So one is if we need access to credit. So they looked at a simple thing like if we have to go and put a down payment on a refrigerator or a car, researchers looked at the numbers and lower income black families much less likely to make these purchases than lower-income white families. This is the point. So these two families make the same amount of money, both lower income. The white family will get access to credit, so they don't have the same issue around that down payment for that refrigerator or car that the black family does. And so, therefore, when you look at our spending in total versus that white family, it looks like we're spending less because we're not buying those items in the same way.
Now,
that difference, the difference around those kind of purchases decreases, those differences narrow when our income starts to go up. So this credit issue becomes less pronounced the more money we make. But then they looked at other items, other things, like they looked at frequently purchased items like groceries. So lower-income blacks and lower-income whites spend at similar levels. However, when you move up the ladder, this is the reverse. When you have more disposable income, there's a shift. Affluent white families spend more on these items than affluent black families. And they think that's because of retail desert.
Because
retail desert.
Where they live.
What does that mean?
In the areas where they live.
The places we live don't have the same access to higher end grocery stores, the same number of retailers, the same entertainment venues. So we end up being in a different situation. So it's interesting. At a lower level, we're much less likely to buy items that require access to credit. At a higher income level, when you look at some of our disposable spending, we're spending less money than whites, literally based upon where we live and the lack of access to retailers that would have us spend on a par with our white counterpart.
So is there anything we can do?
This is one that just is. There's nothing we can do. You know, we obviously would like to see more retailers in our community. And to the extent that changes, that might make a difference. The one other nuance we found, we spend more on cell phones and utilities, and that seemed to be implicitly related to bias in terms of how those things get priced for us.
Yeah, we got to have our technology.
I was going
to
say.
Oh, yeah.
And we're willing to pay for it.
Yeah. So this
food's
data
not
really
that important.
Beyond,
yeah,
it looks beyond just making less money. When we compare how we spend, there are some distinct differences between blacks and whites. Some of it has to do with access to credit. Some of it has to do with where we live. Some of it has to do with subtle bias.
More about this on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson.